Okay, we are up to Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Gimel, which is the reaction of the people after they ask Yirmiyahu, after the Churban, after the killing of Nebuchadnezzar, what should we do? Whatever Hashem tells us, please, daven, and find out what we should do. And Yirmiyahu says in the last parak, stay here, stay in Eretz Yisrael, and then you will be safe. If you go to Mitzrayim, you won't be safe. So this is their reaction. And as we know, their reaction is going to be, we think you're a liar, Yirmiyahu. We don't believe you. We're going down to Mitzrayim. Amazingly, they still do not listen to him. And they go down to Mitzrayim, and Yirmiyahu says, okay, but you're going to pay for it, and whoever's going to die is going to die. Whoever's going to go into bondage will go into bondage. That's the end of the parak in this only a 13 pasuk parak. After this parak, we go back to other nevuos about other nations and earlier. So this really is, as pointed out, is chronologically the last of the stories of Yirmiyahu. So they go down to Mitzrayim. Yirmiyahu, it doesn't say exactly what happens, but he, according to the Mefarshim, go down with them to Mitzrayim, and it is unclear what happens at the end of Yirmiyahu's life. We'll have to come back to this, but we do not have any makor to know what happens once Yirmiyahu went down to Mitzrayim. According to the Seder Olam Rabbah, when Nebuchadnezzar came and conquered Mitzrayim, he brought Yirmiyahu back to Bavel. And Rashi quotes that in a couple of prakim. But we don't know. There's another Seder Hadoros quotes that the Jews of Mitzrayim killed Yirmiyahu. We don't have a kever. We don't have a kever for Yirmiyahu anywhere, right? With the Rabbi Landi quotes that the Nosea bin Yamin mitolido, ben Zmano shel Rambam, that went through Bavel, it was Mitzrayim, all the kfarim of the major personalities from the Churban, does not have the kever of Yirmiyahu and Bavel. So maybe he didn't make it out of Mitzrayim, but we just don't know. Either way, this is first Perek Mem Gimel, as we have a tragic Perek in their reaction. Vayehi, what can we learn from this Perek? Here we go. Kachalos Yirmiyahu ledaber al kala'am. When Yirmiyahu goes and finishes talking to the people, his nevuah, as called divrei Hashem Elokeihem, all the words of Hashem their God, asher shlacho Hashem Elokeihem, that their God Hashem sent a lamb to them, as called divrei Me'ela, all these things, emphasizing, again, like in the last parak, they said your God, and Yirmiyahu said, no, it's your God, and emphasizing this is their God as well, and Yirmiyahu says, this is what you need to do, and what do they answer? Vayomer Azariah ben Oshaya v'yochanan ben Kareach. So some of the major leaders stood up, the Chalhan Hashem Azedim, and all these people who are amazed. Ha'om Rimel Yirmiyahu, what they say, Sheker Atam Adaber. The same Lashon, interestingly, that Gedaliah used when he heard about Yishmael, here they say, you are a liar. Lo Shalachacha Hashem Elokeinu Leimor, Hashem did not send you. The Mamash is unbelievable. They just asked for him to go ask Hashem. And he goes to ask Hashem. He said, no, Hashem didn't send you. Lo Tavo tell you, Lo Tavo B'tzram L'Gursham. Hashem did not tell you. Right, even though, think about it, he could have gone back to Bavel. He was offered by Nebuchadnezzar to come back and live a life of nobility and serenity, and yet he chose to stay with Am Yisrael. And what do? He's still, even after the Churban, it's unbelievable, right? Still, he decides to stay with them, and they say, no, you're a liar. The Abarbanel, maybe Lashit Tasso, says, as we learned last week, that last parak, that it was the 10 days it took. Maybe they said to him, says the Abarbanel, why'd it take so long? It's obviously not Nevuah. He obviously just made it up, right? It took longer because it was Dafka on Yom Kippur. That was Dafka the day that he was Nisratze. But say the other people, no, we don't believe it. And, you know, maybe they were rejecting the power of Yom Kippur. Historically, whatever it is, they say, we don't believe you're a liar. What do we think? He Baruch ben Neriah, Masis os Chabanu. Maybe Baruch ben Neriah, your student, is seducing you. Right, the student seducing the Rebbe. Right, doesn't make a lot of sense, but this is what they're saying. Lamantes osanu biadakastim, to give us over to the end of the kastim, lahamis osanu. It's Baruch ben Neriah that's telling you to tell us to go down to Mitzrayim, and we're just going to be given over there. I'm sorry, for us not to go down to Mitzrayim and to stay here, and we're going to be given over in the hands of the kastim, meaning Anshei Bavel, lahamis osanu, lahaglos osanu Bavel. And then if we stay here, what midah is this? They're just the shakranim. Revolbi talks about this in Ali Shur in the second volume. He says, this is midas chashdonus, the midah of being choshe, the midah of not trusting. Obviously, right, it was interesting to see this in the background of the last couple of prakim, where he should have been choshe, Gedaliah ben Achikam, should have been choshe Yirmiyahu. That was inappropriate not being choshe. Here is inappropriate being choshe, says Revolbi. Gamidas hachashdonis hi mida atika b'Yisrael. This is an ancient mida, being choshed, especially the great leaders of the Jewish people, where it is baseless. Obviously, we don't believe anybody's perfect, but if there is a Navi. Gamas Yirmiyahu Anavi Chashtu Ki Barach Ben Neriya Meses Os Chabanu. V'zoz Achar Shen Is Amta Nevuaso. B'mida No Ra'a. B'chom Hashani Baldoro. After everything he has said over all the years already, more than a decade, he's been telling them there's going to be a Churban Yatu Tshuva. Every exactly thing what's going to happen has come true. After all that, they're still choshed him. Umidazu einonet sar b'fnei agadol shebegdolim. V'hamacharsim, v'hamachrivim mulumadim heitev. Lo rak lachshod ba'atzmam, b'kadoshe elyon, elahachshod gam osam gam b'enei pshutei ha'am, ha'maminim b'chol davar. Right, it's terrible, it's throughout the nation. Ha'chashdon is klapi gedolim v'rabanim. Chadra b'avonosein o'rabin gam l'to chugam shol shomer mitzvos. The chshad that we have, says Revolbi, amongst our leaders, right, that's even, again, it's not saying that to blindly follow, but at least to be honest, at least to be objective. Again, lo tusser, we have to understand what that means. Even it appears, like the Ramban says, al yamin shu smol val smol shul yamin. Yes, that's true, but we have to realize there has to be a certain level of emunas chachamim. Yesh, if somebody's already proven themselves to be a chacham, yesh choshishim lahatziya she'elosam l'rav. Maybe some people don't even want to ask a shiloh to a rav. Shema lo yavines hamatzav. Maybe he won't really understand the situation. O shema yachmir alav. Maybe it'll be too machmir. Ve'enam yodim ki amahar acharei rabo ki amahar acharei eshchina. He doesn't realize that if a mahar after a rebbe, right? If we think they're being subjective, we think they're based on ulterior motives. You know, that's something that we have to realize is something that is very inappropriate. And Revolbi continues and says, we have to be mechazik this mitzvah. This is what they didn't have in to Yirmiyahu. Have a relationship with the Rebbe. Not to be ma'arer. And he quotes, as we know, Emunas Chachamim is one of the 48 dvarim sh'atorah niknes b'hem. We have to make sure she'eino mamin. Right, and he quotes the Tiferet Yisrael on that Mishnah. That not to believe everything. She'ino ma'amin l'chol davar she'shomea. Zemi das pesi. Ya'amin l'chol davar. Avo ya'amin l'chachamim. B'chachmas ha'torah. Afilo lo yasigam b'sichlo. And we have to make sure that we realize that. The Gemara in Brachas even tells a story based on a Mishnah in Meseches Idios, that there were those that were mesaper achar mitasan shol tamid ha'chachamim. They thought they were being subjective and biased. Right, and that's being choshed them. Right, the Mishnah has there machlokas tanoim about whether a giores has the same halachas regarding Edisha Sota, whether we give a Gioris Edisha the May Sota or not. The Tanakama says, no, the Chacham say yes, V'yamrulo, and they said to the Chachamim, but there was a story in Karkimis, a Shivcha Mishachreres, and Shmai Vavtalion gave her to drink. They treated her like a regular Jew, V'yamarlohem, and he said to them, Dugma Ishkua. What is Dugma Ishkua? It doesn't quote it, Hua Yomera, but a Kavyam in Mahalalel. Hua, Dugma Ishkua? Oh, because they come from Gerim. And that's why they did it. And that was the attitude, Vinidu, Mace Biniduyo. That's not the attitude. They said it's a terrible thing to say. And the next day it says, it's impossible that a Kavyam in Mahalalel, said that. It must have been somebody else, right? That he was equal to everybody in all of Klal Yisrael. So, but either way, the message of the Gemara is not being choshed our Torah leaders when they've proven themselves. And obviously, objectively, it is something that should be believed. So that's what here, Rabbi says right here, this was the Mida. The root Mida was the Chshad that they had. They said, oh, Baruch Ben Neriya is Meses Oscha. The Barbanel also mentions here another possibility. Why Dafka Baruch do they pick on? They don't just say, Yirmiyahu, you're lying. What's Baruch? So again, says the Barbanel, Baruch was a Navi. So they said, maybe Baruch wanted to make sure that he kept having Nevuah. And in Eretz Mitzrayim, there's no Nevuah. Only in Eretz Yisrael, there's Nevuah. Eretz Mitzrayim is full of Gilulim. So they're saying, oh, for his own purposes, he wants to put all of the Jewish people in danger. He's convincing you to stay in Israel, because he still wants to be a Navi. But it's not good for us. L'chein chashu anashim ha'elesh, ha'barach, k'day l'shiyagia l'mailas ha'nevuah, ha'yarot el ha'sheves tamid be'eretz ha'nevuah, v'yamoes ha'alicha l'mitzrayim, ba'versh lo tis'akiv, shama nevuasa mipasa aretz. That's what they said. What's going to be? He's going to be obviously proven wrong. And they're 100% wrong. Right? Nevuah doesn't only go by the land. There are many, many ingredients that go into being a Navi. As we know, the Rambam lists them off in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, in Perek Zayin. Right? A person has to be Chacham Gadol B'Chachma, Gibor B'Midosav, V'lo Yeh Yitzro Mizgaber Olav B'Dover Ba'Olam. He should never lose himself. Elohim is gaber b'daito al yitzro tamid. He should always be kovesh. Baal dea rechava nechona ad ma'od. somebody is mamula b'chola midos elu, and shalim b'gufo, he even says. Then, when he goes into the pardes, then he can be zocha tenevuah. But it's not just based on a geographical place. That is the, but this was the chashash that they said, that maybe he wanted his own, nevuah. Ki baruch b'nei meisis oscha banu l'mateis oscha b'yad kastim, etc. And what happens, v'lo shama yochanan ben kireach, v'kol sarei achai livachala'am b'kol Hashem, l'sheves beretz b'yehuda. They don't listen. They don't listen, and this is unreal if we think about it. They see Nisim and Niflos, right? Lara, right? They saw the terrible things that happened. The Churban based on Mikdash, they witnessed the Churban. And after it was forecast, and yet, they're blind to think that it's Yad Hashem. They're blind to think of it. You can see the biggest Nisim in the world. Add this to the list of Nisim that people see, and it doesn't make a dent. People say, oh, if I saw great miracles, I'd believe. It's happened before and it doesn't affect anybody, right? We know the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim, they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, nothing. Says the Ramban in Parshas Beshalach, Tezayin, Tez, Yudal and Chaf Aleph. Haya haratzon lefan of Yisbarach, levakeah hayam beruach kadim, miyabeshes. Hashem wanted to dry up the yam with an easterly, very strong wind. Sheyera'eh. So it appears, ki'ilu haruach hi ha-machreves. Ki'ilu, you can, there's a 0.0001%. You can look at it if you want to, as a drying wind, a very strong tide that day. Kedin shekasuv yavo kadim, ruach Hashem, v'yivosh b'karov, v'yecharav ma'yano. Ki bavurzeh chashvu ulay haruach sam hayam lecharava v'lo yad Hashem asezos bavur Yisrael af al pi sharuach bokas hayam legzarim. Even though it never happens, even though it's impossible, right? Even so, even though it's a Pesach uba acharem meirov tahavasam lahara lohem, their taiva blinded them. Hashem leaves it open. It's not really open. It really was raz l'shivcha layam mashlara yecheskel ben busi. But, so to speak, Hashem left it open so they could convince themselves. But it's all because of their taiva. It's all because of they have this ulterior motive. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also says. It's unbelievable. Acharei shehalchu le'eretz Mitzrayim, I'm sorry. Ve'ech yashpia, k'shadehaya hadavar nogea lo'maisa lo'matsu to'ana acheres. Ki k'shein motzi acher yimsu eza maslo u'bilvan, shaharason yatzliach. Right, as the Ratzon, this is the Ratzon, so I'll reinterpret even miracles of miracles that I see in front of me, because this is what I think. This is exactly what Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes also in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, in the first Ma'amar, right, famous among Ma'amarim, where there he says, is belief in God logical? So believe in God, if somebody was never taught, he grew up in a bunch of atheist house, atheist neighborhood, atheist country, so is he going to be held accountable? And says Rav Elchanan, yes. Because just open up our eyes and looking around, Emuna is like an ace nigla, right? If we just see, we see what everybody, how the world functions. And it's only because people don't have a rut zone. So again, some people take issue with that, Rabbi Elchanan, but it's the same root idea, whether you want to apply it there or not, but the same root idea here, that there were Nisim and Niflos, but they were not listened to, and they head down to Mitzrayim, rejecting Yirmiyahu's words. Vayikach Yochanan ben Kireach, v'chol sarei achayalim, es kol she'eres Yehuda, they gathered up all the Jews. They wanted to make a big group. Asher Shavu, right, the Das Sofrim says, they must have gone around, taken everybody, and gone with them. Asher Shavu, b'kol agayim asher nidchusham, lagur be'eretz Yehuda. Everybody who came back, es agvarim, es anashim, es ataf, men, women, and children. Ves benos amelach, ves kol anefesh, asher hiniach nuvuzrad and rava tabachim. Whoever, nuvuzrad and left with Gedaya ben Achikam, v'yes Yirmiyo anavi, ves barach ben Eriyo. The two of them, you're not going to stay here. You're coming down with us. Vayavoh Eretz Mitzrayim, ki lo shamu b'kol Hashem, they didn't listen, and they left. Remember we saw in the last perek? Right, this is, maybe the gzera wasn't nigzar until this point. Until this rejection. But now it's done. Vayavoh ach Tachpanches, and they come to Tachpanches, which was the border, and in Mitzrayim. Vayidvar Hashem el Yirmiyo, b'Tachpanches leimar, Hashem again appears to Yirmiyo in Tachpanches. The Abarbanel says, b'davkin Tachpanches, to show them, what was their taina? Oh, he wanted to stay because there's no nevuah in Mitzrayim. Ah, Hashem gives nevuah Mitzrayim. You see, you're wrong. You see, that wasn't the reason why he wanted to stay. Right? The Das Sofrim also points out here, this was the first time there was nevuah in Mitzrayim since Moshe Rabbeinu. Since the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Hakdama to Yirmiyo, we spoke about the parallels between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yirmiyo Anavi. So you can put this also on the list of parallels. They both have Nevuah in Mitzrayim. Moshe has many Nevuahs in Mitzrayim. But here Yirmiyahu HaNavi achieves the Nevuah in Mitzrayim again, as the Gemara says, because he was a Navi Kavua in Eretz Yisrael, so that he's able to also be a Navi in Chutz La'aretz, like the Mefarshim say and the Gemara says about Yechezkel. So what is he told? Kach biyadcha avanim gedolos. Take large stones. Utamata b'melet b'malbein. And cement them. Asher b'pesach b'is parla b'tach b'ancheis. Cement them in the next to the doorway of the palace of Paro. Le'enean Hashem HaYehudim. In front of everybody. V'yamarta le'em. Do that. They'll ask you, Yirmiya, what are you doing? And you're going to say, this is going to be the base. The king of Babel is going to come and destroy this land, and this is where his throne is going to be. Kamar Hashem etzvakos, okay, Yisrael. Hidini sholeach v'lakakti es Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel avdi. Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel, my servant. Again, it doesn't mean my servant that he serves him. He does the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. He's that type of Eved. But it means he does it my Shlichus, right? We had earlier, also, the Nebuchadnezzar referred to as melech and Eved Hashem, avdi. Right, we have in the... We have the Hamak Davar already says in Parshas Noach on Nimrod. Nimrod is called Gibar Tzayid Lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? Shebazeh Hishlim B'Gvurasa Ratzon Hashem U'Mikri Eved Hashem Kemo Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha Shenikra Avdi. He makes the parallel to Nebuchadnezzar and Nimrod. V'Yafagav Shehershi Alasos, even though he was a tremendous Rasha B'Chal Zos Mishum Shal Yashavet Aposh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he was the staff of Hashem U'Bo Hishlim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzono Mishum Hachi Nikra Eved Hashem. If you're doing God's Ratzon, even if you're doing it L'Ra, you don't even realize it, so that's what you're called Eved Hashem, and that's why Nebuchadnezzar again is here called. So Yirmiyo says, if this is on this rock that I've just cemented in, Nebuchadnezzar is going to come, v'sakikiso mima'al lo'avanim ha'ela asher tamanti, and I'm going to put his throne, Hashem says, on these stones. V'nata shafrira alem, he's going to put his whole tent over here. Why dafka did he do this act? So the Malbim refers us to the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Malbim says, shegama nevua l'ra'a, even a negative nevua, a bad nevua, as the Rambam says, if a Navi says a bad nevua, it doesn't come true, that's not a proof of a Navi Sheker, because maybe Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. If a good nevua has to come true, that proves a Navi Sheker. But what if it's a bad nevua with a maisa that goes along with it? That's never changing. V'im yasa ha-Navi eze pu'ula lo tashuv b'shum ofan, sheze more charitzus ha-gzera k'mo shakasav ha-ramban. V'lachei tziva lo lasas pu'ula lo-horos ki'achmat ha-davar b'li ha-hishanus, do an action so that they know it's not going to change. Which Ramban? He doesn't say which Ramban, but it's the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. With the Ramban, we mentioned this a number of times. Whenever this comes up, we've had a number of acts that Yirmiyo was told to do, to buy a piece of land, and the other mentions taking the belt. Says the Lech, the Ramban, this is in Yud Beis Vav. V'yavar Avram Baratz Ad Mekom Shchem. That's where the Ramban first mentions the idea of Maisa Avo Simon Labanim, and then he says Vida Ki Kol Gzeiras Irin. All Gzeiras Irin, all decrees, right? Heavenly decrees, quoting a pasuk in Daniel. Kasher teitze mikoach hagzera el poel dimyon. If they go from the potential decree to a poel diction, ti hagzera miskayemes al kopanim. It's for sure going to happen. V'lachein yasu anaviyim maisa benevuos kima'amar Yirmiyahu. Like Yirmiyahu, we had this earlier. Shetziva labarach. What did he tell Barach, his student? V'ayaka chaloscha lekroos divri ha-sefer hazeh. Tikshar alav evin. V'shlachtu al toch prat. Throw it in. Right, we discussed then which prat that's talking about. V'yamar dekacha tashka bavel. V'chein inyan Elisha. Midichas are all akashas. V'yamar Elisha yaro. Elisha told him, shoot an arrow. Why do you say, why you only shoot two arrows? Well, afichach, because of the poel dimyon power, hechzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avraham ba'aretz, he made Avraham do a kinyan chazaka on Eretz Yisrael. V'atzol dimyonos b'chal ha'asil lehe asos b'zaro v'havein zeh. And Avraham Avinu did the kinyan chazaka, and that was our connection deepened to Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the act is. So he takes these stones, he cements them in, and says, this is where the throne is going to be. U'bavi, he cuts Eretz Mitzrayim, he's going to come and smite Eretz Mitzrayim, asher lamavis lamavis, v'asher lashvi lashevi, v'asher lacherev lacherev. Sword, plague, all captives. Vitzati Esh Babati Elohei Mitzrayim. I'm going to light on fire all the Avodah Zarah. Don't think you start worshiping there. Usrafam Vishavam. I'm going to burn them. Va'ata Zeret Mitzrayim Kasher Yata Roes Bigdo. I'm going to wrap up. He, Nebuchadnezzar, is going to wrap up Mitzrayim like a shepherd wraps his clothing on him, on himself. When he's called for protection, he's going to be wrapped up. The Radak says the Roe is there always. Yoman Valayla. Right, a roeh, v'yatzam isham b'shalom, and he, Nebuchadnezzar, will go out of there in peace. He will, but all of Mitzrayim is going to be attacked. V'shibar es matzvos Beit Shemesh, he will break the matzvos of Beit Shemesh, another Beit Shemesh, a number of Beit Shemeshes in Tanakh here. This one is in Egypt. Asher be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'ezbati Elohei Mitzrayim yisro pa'esh, Mitzrayim will be destroyed. Again, what exactly, which war this is referring to is a discussion of the historians, but the Jews did not survive there. The Jews did not survive there, and Yirmiyahu's nevuah obviously came true. We discussed in past other contexts a thought of Matthew Solomon in the Matnas Chaim in Ma'amarim, where he quotes Yaakov Avinu says at the end of his life, "How has your life been?" And he says to Paro, "Ma'at v'ra'im." So, and he was punished. We know Chazal tell us on that Rashi, he was punished for every word that he mentioned. But Matthew Solomon connects this to there, Ma'at v'ra'im, to in the end of the Vayechi, in the end of the Sefer in Vayechi, where Yaakov Avinu says, Hashem haro'eh osi. Ro'eh there is spelled without a vav. And he connects ro'eh to ra. Sometimes we see things as ra'ah, but it's really ro'eh. Hashem is really shepherding me. And it just looks like ra'ah, but it's really ro'eh. So here too, we note that the ro'eh is spelled without the vav. Without the vav. So again, it's ra'ah, but ultimately, maybe Hashem needs a nation that listens to him. And if this nation is not listening to him even now, so then he has to destroy them and start again. Start again at some later point in history, 70 years later. But either way, this is their reaction. Yirmiyahu and Barak go down to Mitzrayim, and that is the last we know about one of the greatest people, one of the greatest Jews that ever lived, one of the greatest Nevi'im. We don't know what happened to him, but his Sefer is alive and well as we keep learning from his words. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Perek Mem Gimel.